ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಸದಾಶಿವ ಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾಂ ಸದ್ಗುರು ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ನಮಃ. ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಸೂತ್ರಾಸ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 2 ಪಾದ 3 ಬಿಯದಧಿಕರಣಂ ನ ಬಿಯದ ಶ್ರುತೇ ಅಸ್ತಿತು ಗೌಣ್ಯ ಸಂಭವಾತ್ ಶಬ್ದಾಚ್ಚ ಸಾಚೈಕಸ್ಯ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಶಬ್ದವತ್ ಪ್ರತಿಜ್ಞಾ ಅಹಾನಿಹಿ ಅವ್ಯತಿರೇಕಾತ್ ಶಬ್ದೇಭ್ಯಃ ಯಾವತ್ ವಿಕಾರಂ ತು ವಿಕಾರೋ ಲೋಕವತ್. ಮಾತರಿಷ್ವಾಧಿಕರಣಂ ಏತೇನ ಮಾತರಿಷ್ವಾ ವ್ಯಾಖ್ಯಾತಃ. ಅಸಂಭವಾಧಿಕರಣಂ ಅಸಂಭವಸ್ತು ಸತಃ ಅನುಪಪತ್ತೇಃ. ತೇಜೋಧಿಕರಣಂ ತೇಜೋತಃ ತಥಾ ಹ್ಯಾಹ. ಅಭಧಿಕರಣಂ ಆಪಃ. ಪೃಥಿವ್ಯಧಿಕರಣಂ ಪೃಥಿವಿ ಅಧಿಕಾರ ರೂಪ ಶಬ್ದಾಂತರೇಭ್ಯಃ. ತದ್ ಅಭಿಧ್ಯಾನಾಧಿಕರಣಂ ತದ್ ಅಭಿಧ್ಯಾನಾದೇವತೂಂ ತಲ್ಲಿಂಗಾತ್ ಸಹ. ವಿಪರ್ಯಯಾಧಿಕರಣಂ ವಿಪರ್ಯಯೇಣ ತು ಕ್ರಮಃ ಅತಃ ಉಪಪದ್ಯತೆ ಚ. ಅಂತರಾಭಿಜ್ಞಾನಾಧಿಕರಣಂ ಅಂತರಾಭಿಜ್ಞಾನಮನಸಿ ಕ್ರಮೇಣ ತಲ್ಲಿಂಗಾದಿತಿ ಚೇದ್ ನಾವಿಶೇಷಾತ್. ಚರಾಚರ ವ್ಯಪಾಶ್ರಯ ಅಧಿಕರಣಂ ಚರಾಚರ ವ್ಯಪಾಶ್ರಯಸ್ತು ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ತದ್ ಅವ್ಯಪದೇಶಃ ಭಾಕ್ತಃ ತದ್ಭಾವಭಾವಿತ್ವಾತ್. ಆತ್ಮಾಧಿಕರಣಂ ನಾತ್ಮಶ್ರುತೇಃ ನಿತ್ಯತ್ವಾದ್ ಚ ತಾಭ್ಯಃ. ಜ್ಞಾಧಿಕರಣಂ ಜ್ಞೋತ ಏವ. ಉತ್ಕ್ರಾಂತಿಗತ್ಯಧಿಕರಣಂ ಉತ್ಕ್ರಾಂತಿಗತ್ಯಾಗಾದೀನಾಂ ಸ್ವಾತ್ಮನಾಚೋತ್ತರಯೋಃ ನ ಅಣುಃ ಅತಃ ಶ್ರುತೇಃ ಇತಿ ಚೇತ್ ನ ಇತರ ಅಧಿಕಾರಾತ್. ಸ್ವಶಬ್ದೋನ್ಮಾನಾಭ್ಯಾಂಚ ಅವಿರೋಧಶ್ಚಂದನವತ್. ಅವಸ್ಥಿತಿ ವೈಶೇಷ್ಯಾದಿತಿ ಚೇತ್ ನ ಅದ್ಯುಪಗಮಾದ್ ಪ್ರೀತಿಃ. ಗುಣಾದ್ವಾ ಲೋಕವತ್ ವ್ಯತಿರೇಕೋ ಗಂಧವತ್ ತಥಾ ಚ ದರ್ಶಯತಿ ಪೃಥಕ್ ಉಪದೇಶಾತ್. ತದ್ಗುಣ ಸಾರತ್ವಾತ್ತು ತದ್ವ್ಯಪದೇಶಃ ಪ್ರಾಜ್ಞವತ್. ಯಾವತ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಭಾವಿತ್ವಾಚ್ಚ ನ ದೋಷಃ ತದ್ದರ್ಶನಾತ್. ಪುಂಸ್ತ್ವಾಧಿವತ್ ತ್ವಸ್ಯ ಸತಃ ಅಭಿವ್ಯಕ್ತಿಃ ಯೋಗಾತ್. ನಿತ್ಯ ಉಪಲಬ್ಧಿ ಅನುಪಲಬ್ಧಿ ಪ್ರಸಂಗಃ ಅನ್ಯಂತರ ನಿಯಮೋ ವಾ ಅನ್ಯಥಾ. ಕರ್ತಾಧಿಕರಣಂ ಕರ್ತಾ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರಾರ್ಥವತ್ವಾತ್ ವಿಹಾರೋಪದೇಶಾತ್ ಉಪಾದಾನಾತ್ ವ್ಯಪದೇಶಾಚ್ಚ ಕ್ರಿಯಾಯಾಂ ನ ಚೇತ್ ನಿರ್ದೇಶ ವಿಪರ್ಯಯಃ. ಉಪಲಬ್ಧಿವತ್ ಅನಿಯಮಃ ಶಕ್ತಿ ವಿಪರ್ಯಯಾತ್. ಸಮಾಧ್ಯಭಾವಾಚ್ಚ ತಕ್ಷಾಧಿಕರಣಂ ಯಥಾಚ ತಕ್ಷೋಭಯಥಾ. ವಿಸಾದಿ 15 ಅಧಿಕರಣಂ ತಕ್ಷಾಧಿಕರಣಂ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್. ನೌ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಗೋ ಟು ದಿ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಅಧಿಕರಣಂ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಪರಾಯಥಾಧಿಕರಣ. ಪರಾತು ತತ್ ಶ್ರುತೇಹೆ, ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ 41st ಸೂತ್ರ, 3rd ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್, 2nd ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್, 257th ರನ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಸೂತ್ರ. ಪರಾತು ತತ್ ಶ್ರುತೇಹೆ. ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಇಂಟ್ರೊಡ್ಯೂಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅಧಿಕರಣಂ. ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ 2 ಸೂತ್ರಾಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ ಅನಲೈಸ್ಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ನೇಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ಜೀವಾತ್ಮ. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಅ ಫರ್ದರ್ ಅನಾಲಿಸಿಸ್, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅ ನ್ಯೂ ಅನಾಲಿಸಿಸ್. ಫರ್ದರ್ ಅನಾಲಿಸಿಸ್ ಆನ್ ದಿ ನೇಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ಜೀವಾತ್ಮ. ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೆಟ್ ದಟ್ ಜೀವಾತ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ಅಜಃ, ಇಸ್ ಅನ್ಬಾಂಡ್, ವಿಭುಹು ಅಂಡ್ ವ್ಯಾವಹಾರಿಕ ಕರ್ತ. ಓನ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ದ ವ್ಯಾವಹಾರಿಕ ಪ್ಲೇನ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕರ್ತ. ಅಂಡ್ ಪಾರಮಾರ್ಥಿಕ ಅಕರ್ತ. ಜೀವಾತ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪಾರಮಾರ್ಥಿಕ ಚೈತನ್ಯಂ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಟಾಕ್ಡ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಫೀಚರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಜೀವಾತ್ಮ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಅಂಡ್ ನೌ ದ ಕ್ವಶನ್ ಈಸ್, ಡಸ್ ದಿ ಕರ್ತ ಜೀವಾತ್ಮ ಡಿಪೆಂಡ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ಈಶ್ವರ ಟು ಫಂಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಸ್ ಎ ಕರ್ತ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್? ಡಸ್ ದಿ ಕರ್ತ ಜೀವಾತ್ಮ, ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವ್ಯಾವಹಾರಿಕ ಪ್ಲೇನ್, ಡಿಪೆಂಡ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ಈಶ್ವರ ಟು ಫಂಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಸ್ ಎ ಕರ್ತ? ಈಸ್ ಜೀವಾತ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ಈಶ್ವರ ಅಪೇಕ್ಷಃ, ಈಶ್ವರ ಅಧೀನ, ಈಶ್ವರ ಆಯತಃ, ಡಿಪೆಂಡೆಂಟ್? ಸೊ ಈಸ್ ದ ಕರ್ತ ಡಿಪೆಂಡೆಂಟ್ ಆನ್ ಈಶ್ವರ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್? In other words, is Ishvara the cause of Jivatma Kartrutva? So you can put it that way also. Is Ishvara the cause for Jivatma's Kartrutva, the doership? And if we discuss this from Paramatika angle, the question will not arise at all. Because Jivatma does not have Kartrutvam at all in the Paramatika sense. Because I can. But the question of finding out if Ishvara is the cause for Kartrutvam at all in the Paramatika sense. So the question does not arise from Paramatika Drishti at all. From Vyavaharika Drishti, the question is accepted. So for Vyavaharika Kartrutvam, Ishvara is the cause. And we have handled the Sankhya philosopher, the Yoga philosopher to establish the doership, Kartrutvam. We have handled the Nyaya, Vaisheshika philosophers also by establishing the Agantuka Kartrutvam. If you remember all those terms, Agantuka Kartrutvam. And now we have to handle the Purva Mimamsa philosophers. I introduced this in the last class, the Purva Mimamsa philosophers. Only then Vedanta will stand separate from the other five Astika Darshanas. All the five are Astika Darshanas. We are not talking about Astika Darshanas here. All the five are Astika Darshanas. So Vedanta stands out from all these five only when we answer this question. So the Purva Mimamsaka philosopher is a peculiar philosopher. And his philosophy is based on Veda, correct? And he gives very high status to Veda also. The scriptures, he gives very high status to them. He can be compared to, for example, if you want to compare the people who follow Sikhism, the Sikh people who look upon the Guru Granth Sahib as God and everything. For them, the Guru in the Gurudwara temples, they don't keep any God. And the Grantha, the book, that itself becomes the God. The book itself is worshipped. They will do puja, and the book alone, they every morning they carry it on their head, and in the evening they take back the book also on the head. For them, there is no other God other than the book. So Granth Sahib. So the Purva Mimamsa is very close and does not accept Ishvara also. He accepts Veda Pramanam though. He accepts all rituals. He accepts Swarga, everything he accepts. Except God. Ishvara, he doesn't accept. After all, he says, you want moksha. So moksha requires what? Karma. And Veda gives karma. And so we don't need to have any Ishvara at all because karmas will produce the phala, according to them. So there are laws or the various rules are there. Veda is there. Jivatma is there. There's a karta there. Desires are anywhere there. So we keep Veda and the ritual and attain permanent swargaloka, according to them. So Swargalokaha Amritatvam Bhajante. In Swargaloka, one is free from Ashanaya and Pipasa, all that thing we have already seen. Ashanaya, Pipasa, hunger and thirst. They are all free from all that. No sorrow, no delusion. It is eternal also, Swargaloka, according to them. So based on the Karmakanda, the Purva Mimamsaka, they claim Jivatma can attain moksha through karma itself. And Ishvara is a totally redundant and irrelevant concept according to them. And what about all the devatas then mentioned in the Vedas, like Indra, Saraswati, Brahmaji, Ganesha, all that? He says, all of them are only Shabda Swarupaha. Actually, we saw this in Devata Adhikaranam, the 8th Adhikaranam of the 1st chapter, 3rd Pada. It's a very big Adhikarana with 8 sutras, 26 to 33, Devata Adhikaranam. And in that Adhikaranam, there is no devata existent as a person. And they are only verbal. And they are only wordy existence. Not worldly. Wordy existence. Only by words. Vacharambana. Svikaro namadeya. So nama matra satta only they are all. Unlike a computer. When I use the word computer, there is a padam. There is a padam, a word called computer. And there is a padartha, also a computer. And the Purva Mimamsaka, he argues, in the case of devatas, there is Indra who is satisfied. There are only padams, words, and there is no padartha. Indra, word only is there. Do not imagine there is an Indra who is satisfied with all the rituals. When you say Indra, Yaswaha, Indra is not satisfied. He is coming and giving you all these things. Indra is producing result and all. Don't believe in any of those. There is no such person or deity Kali, Indra, Arema, any of those things, Varuna, all those people. So what produces the result is the Shabda Uchcharana and Karma Anushtana. By reciting the Veda mantras, and following the karma anushtana, that itself produces the result according to that. So there is no question of any devata's intervention at all in giving you the phala. And in the same way, Ishvara also is not there according to that. And therefore, Jivatma Kartrutvam doesn't require blessings of Ishvara at all. Vedantins, they strongly refute the Purvamimamsaka's view, and they establish that you have to accept an Ishvara other than Jivatma and the Jagat. Purvamimamsaka tries to manage with Jiva, Jagat and Veda, all these three. No need for Ishvara according to that. But Vedantins say, you need Jiva, Jagat, Veda, that is not enough. You need an Ishvara also, which is different from Jivatma, different from Jagat, different from the Vedas also. This is the contention of the Siddhanti. And there is a creator of Veda. Jiva has not created the Vedas at all. Jagat has not created the Vedas. And therefore, we require a creator of the Vedas. And who is other than the Jiva and Jagat to create the Veda? It is only Ishvara. Ishvara alone should be the creator of Veda. So if you ask the Purvamimamsaka, who is the creator of Veda? He will say, Veda is anadi. He says, Veda is anadi. So Jada, Jagat cannot create Veda. Inert, you know, Jagat is Jada. And ignorant Jiva cannot create Veda. Why should we bother about the creator of Veda at all, which is anadi? However, we say that other than Jivaha, Jagat and Veda, we require an Ishvara. That is the contention of Siddhanti. So the Pramanam is Shastra Yonitvat. We have already seen the sutra, the third sutra in the first chapter, first pada, very important sutra. Shastra Yonitvat, that is the Pramanam. When I say all these things, I hope perhaps you have no confusion, like, because the way things, the discussion goes, it may give rise to confusion. We are talking about only one thing, but we are only talking about variations in the other people's views. So there is no, there should be no room for confusion for all this. For example, some students, they may raise their eyebrows also, and they may ask the question, silently, are you an Advaitin or not? They may ask the question, because why? You are saying that there is an Ishvara different from Jiva and Jagat. You strongly advocate Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam. And you shamelessly say that there is an Ishvara different from Jivatma. Who is different from the Jagat and all that? One may ask those questions, whether you have perhaps forgotten Advaita principles at all or not. It is an eternal problem. Many people may tend to get confused. Many people think, and they have written, the Shankaracharya himself is confused in the writings. We are comfortable as Siddhantins, we are comfortable because we have got a basic system of Vyavaharika and Paramarthika angles of interpretation. And until you understand the principles of Vyavaharika and Paramarthika angles, Advaitam will be ununderstandable only. We are not surprised about it at all. We have talked about Kartrutvam of Jiva in the previous Adhikarana, doership. And therefore, we are in the Vyavaharika plane only. The moment you talk about Kartrutvam, Bhoktrutvam and all, you are in the Vyavaharika plane. In the Vyavaharika plane, I am an individual. I am a Karta. I am Bhokta. I am Chidabhasaha. I have got Sambandha with the Stula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram and all that in the Vyavaharika plane. I have got Punyam, Papam. I am in the midst of everything. I am in trouble. I need the grace of Lord. Therefore, we want to establish an Ishvara first. Once we have accepted an Ishvara and Jivatma, with respect to Kartrutvam of Jivatma, what is Ishvara's role is the next question. Once we accept it, what is the role of Ishvara with respect to the Kartrutvam, the doership of the Jiva? It's a very important question. Here also there are so many confusions. There are one set of people who say Ishvara alone does everything. For them, Ishvara alone is doing everything. Without Ishvara, nothing in the world can move. There is no such thing called free will at all. Free will is a myth. And we do not do anything. We cannot do anything. and there is only one doer, and that is Ishvara, and we are all puppets in his hands. This is one extreme view called the fatalistic philosophy, which totally negates the free will. And they attribute Jivatma's Kartrutvam to Ishvara. The doership of the Jivatma, they attribute it to the Ishvara. They prostrate before Ishvara for anything to be done. They do namaskaram, they do pujas, all those things, homas. And in this, Ishvara's role is highlighted and Jiva's role is completely ignored. And this is one extreme. And there is another extreme that is called the Purva Mimamsaka extreme, wherein Ishvara's role is completely ignored and they say Jivatma is Karta and he is not controlled by anyone and he does everything and he also pays his own results. Therefore, you take charge of your life. You are responsible for everything. And don't put the blame on anyone, including Ishvara. There is no Ishvara also. Therefore, everything is in your hands. Everything is in God's hands is one extreme view. And everything is in your hands, individual's hands, is other extreme view. And the first one is called fatalistic philosophy, fatalism. And the second extreme is called materialism, the Nastikavada. And here, in this important adhikaranam, we are going to reconcile. These two extremes, we have to reconcile. And what is the reconciliation? It is that where we say both of them play important roles. Both the Jiva and the Ishvara both play important roles. Do not ignore Jivatma's free will. And at the same time, do not ignore Ishvara's grace or blessings. Both are unbalanced views if you take extremes. Ishvara and Jivatma's free will both require for Kartrutvam, for doership, you need both. The free will of Jivatma and also the blessings of Ishvara. Both are equally important for Kartrutvam. Ishvara is said to be a samanya karana for all the actions of Jiva. Ishvara is supposed to be the general cause. Samanya karana means general cause. And you should be all familiar with all these words. We have used these things many times. For Jiva's action, Ishvara is a samanya karana. Jiva is supposed to be the vishesha karana, the specific cause. Ishvara provides the infrastructure. In what way Ishvara is said to be a samanya karana? Ishvara provides the infrastructure and Jivatma decides to use it or abuse it or disuse it, the infrastructure. Infrastructure alone is not enough for anything to take place. Both Ishvara and Jiva's free will, both are required. If a person wants to start, for example, an industry, we know the government has to provide the infrastructure. Roads are needed, phones must work, electricity should be there. All our infrastructure requirements, everything the government must provide. And without them, nobody can start anything. No factory or anything can be started. At the same time, provisions alone are not enough. And the individual has to decide to make use of the appropriate provisions. Similarly, Ishvara gives the infrastructure. What is that? The universal laws, the cosmic laws, the cosmic order. Is the infrastructure that Ishvara has given us. All laws of karma is Ishvara's provisions. And it is the order, the infrastructure. Therefore, with respect to that Ishvara, Veda Vakyam is Pramanam. With respect to the Ishvara, what is the Pramanam? Veda Vakyam alone is Pramanam. One cannot negate it as Arthavada. And therefore, one has to accept the Ishvara Tattvam. So Veda Vakyam is the Pramanam. One cannot negate it as Arthavada at all. Therefore, one has to accept the Ishvara Tattva. This is the essence of this sutra. Now let us do the word analysis, general analysis. Now we'll do the word analysis. First, let us see the running meaning. Paratu Tat Shrutehe. This is the 41st sutra, third pada, second chapter, 257, running Brahma Sutra. Paratu Tat Shrutehe. This sutra, has got four words: parat plus tu plus tat plus shrutehe. Tat tu, the due worship of the jiva. Indeed, tu. Parat, means dependent upon. Parat, dependent upon Ishvara or Paramatma. We have to supply that. Dependent upon Ishvara or Paramatma. Shrutehe. Shrutehe means as revealed by the Shruti statements or Vedic statements. This is the running meaning. Now let us see the significance of each of the words. Parat. Parat means dependent upon Ishvara. Paraha refers to Ishvara or Paramatma. Here it is in Panchami Vibhakti. It's in the meaning of dependence. So parayattam ityartha. So ayattam means dependence. That is why this adhikaranam is called parayatta adhikaranam. Parat means parayattam, dependent on Ishvara. Then tu. Tu means his emphasis. To emphasize the Purva Mimamsaka's view. So paramata nirashartaha. That is the reason for this, the emphasis. To condemn the Purva Mimamsaka's views. Ekadeshi mata nirasartaha tu. So here ekadeshi is Purva Mimamsaka. To negate the Purva Mimamsaka mata. That Ishvara is not required. That's what he contends, and we are trying to negate that view. Then tat. Tat means in this context, that is jivasya kartrutva. That is the context. It is from vyavaharika drishti. Jiva's doership is dependent upon Ishvara from the vyavaharika angle. Then what is the pramanam for that? Shrutehe. Shrutehe, the next word, shrutehe. Wherever Ishvara comes, where the pramanam should come. Very important. Whenever we talk about Ishvara, where the pramanam has to be invoked. Because Ishvara is beyond all our instruments of knowledge. It is suprasensuous. It is not within the fold of logic also. So Nirguna Ishvaraha, that is Brahman, as well as Saguna Ishvara. Both of them are beyond science and logic. Both are apaurusheya vishayaha. Therefore, to establish both the Saguna and Nirguna Ishvara, we have to depend on Shruti, Vedas. And that is why we say Shrutehe in the Sutra. Shruti Vakyat from Vedic statement. Maximum science and logic can do is what? To give support to Shruti Vakyams only. That much only they can do. Science can only give supporting logic, but can never give proving logic of Ishvara. See how we have to analyze them. Science can give, logic can give supporting logic, but never give proving logic. That is why we cannot ask for scientific evidence for God, Ishvara. When we ask for evidence, we are asking for proving logic, right? When you ask for evidence, we are asking for proving logic. We don't have proving logic. Evidence is Veda only. That is called Sambhavana Yuktihi, supporting logic. Science can never give Nischayaka Yuktihi, that is proving logic, science can never give. This we must always remember. Science can give supporting logic, cannot give proving logic in such matters. That is why Vyasacharya used the expression Shrutehe in the Sutra, because it is Apaurusheya Shruti. Shruti apaurushaya shruti pramanat shrutehe. And therefore, Vyasacharya must have some Vedic statements in mind. When he says this, he should have some Vedic statements in mind to prove that. And what are those Vedic statements he takes? One, he perhaps has Kaushitaki Upanishad. That is the third chapter, eighth mantra. This Upanishad we have seen earlier also in other senses. Yeshahi eva sadhum karma karayati, yesha yevam asadhu karma karayati. This is the mantra from Kaushitaki Upanishad, third chapter, eighth mantra. Yesha yeva sadhu karma karayati, yesha yeva asadhu karma karayati. Actually, in Tamil, in every language also, they say, he is the one who makes you dance, and we dance. We dance to his tune. So, avan aadugiran, naam aadugirom, in Tamil, they say. So, and the next Shruti statement is from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. This also we have seen, Antaryami Brahmanam, we have seen this elaborately at that time, third chapter, seventh Brahmanam, which clearly says that Jiva does everything blessed by Ishvara alone, Antaryami. And why we don't see that Ishvara? Because he is Antaryami. Antaryami Brahmanam talks about Antaryami Ishvara. For example, if you take a flashlight, torchlight example, a flashlight has got the battery inside as what? As Antaryami. The light itself, the flashlight itself cannot read the writings on the battery. Can you use the flashlight to read the writings on the battery which is Antaryami inside the battery? Ishvara is the battery behind the Jivatma's every karana, every instrument. And therefore, Shruti alone reveals, Vedas alone, they reveal. Thus, these are the two vakyas, two pramanams that are kept in mind by Vyasacharya. And Shrutehe, Shrutehe is Panchami, Heto Panchami. So, of course, there's some detail. Now, let us go to the next sutra. 42nd sutra of the same adhikarana, Parayatha adhikaranam. Krita prayatna pekshastu vihita pratishiddha avayartibdi. ಪ್ರಯತ್ನಾಪೇಕ್ಷಸ್ತು ವಿಹಿತ ಪ್ರತಿಷಿದ್ಧ ಅವಯರ್ಥಾದಿಭ್ಯಃ 42nd ಸೂತ್ರ 258th ರನ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಸೂತ್ರ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಡೂ ದಿ ಜನರಲ್ ಅನಾಲಿಸಿಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಸೂತ್ರ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಅ ಕಾಂಪ್ಲಿಮೆಂಟರಿ ಸೂತ್ರ ಟು ದಿ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಸೂತ್ರ Because in the previous sutra, what did we say? We very clearly said, Jivatma's kartrutvam is not an independent kartrutvam. It is dependent on Ishvara. So Ishvara sapeksha kartrutvam. And we have also quoted the Kaushitaki Upanishad to say that Ishvara makes the Jivatma do good and bad actions. And this can create many questions also. If you say Ishvara makes the Jiva to do karma, then Jiva will become what? Nimitta matra. It will be only an instrument because Ishvara is the agent to make you do anything. So Jiva is only an instrument. Then it means what? Free will comes in trouble. Not only that, Ishvara becomes the doer of all the karmas. We are only instruments. If Ishvara makes some people do good karmas and some people do bad karmas, then Ishvara will become what? He will become partial Ishvara. Therefore, Ishvara's status will be in trouble. You call him Ishvara, but he is a partial person. This is the consequence of knocking off free will. If you knock off free will, all these problems will come. It's a very serious consequence that Ishvara will become a pakshapati. This Vyasacharya knows very well. Therefore, he complements the previous sutra with this sutra. Ishvara alone is not responsible for Jivatma's kartrutvam. Ishvara is only a general cause, samanya karanam, as we said earlier. Ishvara provides the infrastructure. He blesses the instruments, all your instruments, provides the laws, the rules, and these are all Ishvara's functions. Like, for example, if you take, Swamiji gives the example of a cricket board in India. India cricket is popular. Like the cricket board, they set the ground rules of the match, provide facilities, so many things. And so the cricket board is the samanya karanam for the match. But the victory and defeat are decided, not supposed to be decided. So all these days we have got all those fixing and all. So this is not supposed to be decided. So it is not decided by the board. The teams have to work for their victory. Therefore, with respect to the without the board, there is no game. And without the teams also, there is no game. So the playing of the team is Vishesha Karanam and providing the infrastructure by the board is the Samanya Karanam. And Shankara gives the example of the rains. Of course, there was no cricket during Shankara's time. So he gives the examples of the rains. The rainy waters are the Samanya Karanam for the seed to sprout. This is Shankaracharya's example. The rainy waters are example for the seed to sprout. So without the water, the seed can never sprout. but waters are not responsible for the type of sprouting, the type of fruits. That depends upon the seed. And the seed is represented by the Vishesha Karana, free will of the Jiva. Therefore, Vyasacharya says, Jiva depends upon Ishvara for Kartrutvam, and Ishvara also depends upon Jiva for the karmas to take place. Because next Srishti is because of what? Because of the karmas done by Ishvara in the Purva Janma. So Ishvara alone can never make the karma to happen, because Jiva's free will is required. And that is why they say, even if 10 people take a horse to the horse only has to drink the water. Similarly, Bhagavan can provide everything. He can provide entire infrastructure. But if my free will is not there, no deliberate action will come. And that deliberating part is called purushartha, or free will. And this free will produce vasanas also. Therefore, in the Purva Janma, I had the free will and I had developed the vasanas also. And in this Janma, what do? I have free will also, and I am born with the Purva Janma vasanas. Tam vidya karmani samanvarabhete purva prajnacha. Every action of mine is governed by will, free will, and vasanas. Free will is there intrinsically. Vasana I have carried from previous Janma, and they both determine every action I do. Therefore, free will plus vasana is Jivatma's role. Infrastructure is Paramatma, Ishvara's role. And Vyasacharya says, if you do not accept Jivatma's free will, there'll be then two problems also. The first problem is what? We already said, Ishvara will become Pakshapati, partial. Vaishamyam Nairgrinya Doshaha. Because some people will be violent, some people they are like saints. Such kind of creation might come. And the second problem is what? If Ishvara alone is responsible for Kartrutvam and I am only an instrument, I don't have free will at all, suppose, then the entire Vidhi Nisheda Shastra will become irrelevant for me. There is nothing like do's and don'ts. I do whatever I want to do, because rules are to be taught to the ones who handle the instruments. If I don't have an instrument, where is the rule to be taught to me? Handle an instrument. And you teach the rules to the person who handles the instrument and not to the instrument itself. And if you are only instruments in the hands of the Lord, then all the punya papam should go to whom? Should go to the Lord only, because I am only an instrument. And who has to be punished? Bhagavan has to be punished. Therefore, who will also get liberation also? Only Lord will get liberation. So for us, there is neither Vidhi Shastra, nor Nisheda Shastra, nor Moksha Shastra also. Therefore, all funny, illogical situations will arise, and therefore, Vidhi, Nisheda, Shastra are Avayatya Siddhartham. That is where I come from. I try to draw it to that particular term in the sutra. Avayatya Siddhartham. Therefore, for establishing the validity of the Vidhi, Nisheda, Shastra, and for establishing the impartiality of Ishvara, we have to accept the free will. And therefore, every karma is the result of two factors. One is Ishvara's grace and Jiva's free will. So anugraham plus prayatna is equal to karma. Anugraham and prayatna. Without anugraham, prayatna cannot work. Without prayatna, anugraham has no meaning, cannot work also. Yata kekena chakrena na ratasyam Gadir bhavet, evam purushakarena vina daivam na siddhyati. Just as a cart will not move without the two wheels, and a bird cannot fly without the two wings. Evam purushakarena vina, without accepting free will of the individual, daivam, the Ishvara anugraha, cannot even come to existence. Daivam na siddhyati. Thus, the first sutra establishes Ishvara anugraha, and the second sutra establishes free will. So this adhikaranam is a very, very important adhikaranam. where free will and Ishwara Anugraham both are emphasized, which gives equal importance to grace and our effort. And if this Adhikaranam is not properly understood, we will go to one extreme or the other, either fatalistic philosophy or the other. One extreme means what? Everything Ishwara decides. Nothing is in my hands. I am a helpless individual. And the another extreme is everything is in my hands. I don't require an Ishwara. One is called fatalism. Another one, as I said, is called individualism or arrogance. Manitva. Manitvam is a nice word. Krishna himself, manitvam, adambitvam, ahimsa, kshantihi, arjavam, that manitvam. And what does Vedanta say? Accept both. This is the general analysis of this. Now let us go to the word analysis of this sutra. Let us first see the running meaning. Krita prayatna pekshastu vihita pratishiddha avayarthadibhyaha. That is the sutra. So first is krita prayatna pekshastu. Peksha, prayatna pekshaha tu. Tu means however. Krita prayatna pekshaha means Ishwara is dependent. Not only jiva on the effort performed. Ishwara is dependent. Vihita pratishiddha vayarthadibhyaha. It's a large compound word. As indicated by the valid, means as indicated by the validity of the injunctions and prohibitions. Vishi, vidhi, nisheda. Injunctions are vidhi, the do's, nisheda, and prohibitions, and other reasons. Adi, adibhyaha. So this is the running meaning. That is what the running meaning is. However, tu is however, Ishwara is dependent upon the karma performed by the jiva as indicated by the validity of the vidhi, nisheda and other reasons. That is the general meaning of this large sutra. Now let us see the significance of the words. Kritam prayatna pekshaha. Dependent on jiva's karma. Kritam means performed. Whatever is performed. Prayatna means karma. So krita prayatna means karma performed by the jiva we have to supply. So jivena kritaha prayatnaha krita prayatnaha. And apekshaha means dependent. Bahuvrihi actually. Krita prayatnasya apeksha isesaha. Krita prayatna apeksha ishwaraha. And what does it mean? Ishwara is dependent on the karma of jivas for his action. Ishwara's action. The creative action. He needs the karma palam. And the next word is tu. Tu is to negate the Purvapakshi. Who is the Purvapakshi here? Whomsoever negates the free will is the Purvapakshi here. Whomsoever negates free will. And the Purvapakshi nirasartaha, negation of fatalism. So fatalistic people are very difficult to convince, to be honest. It is very difficult to convince the fatalistic people. They will say everything is based on destiny. Do not accept free will and all that. Everything is by Ishwara only. He controls everything. If one does not accept free will, then what is the difference between me and an animal, which does not have a free will at all? Therefore, by accepting free will, I will be superior to an animal. Buddhirhi tesham adhiko visheshaha. Buddha vihinaha pashubhi samanaha. Pashubhi samanaha. Therefore, I am without buddhi, I am pashubhissamanaha, I am like an animal only. I am happy with Ishwara's making me accept my free will. This is very important. Free will is very important. Therefore, tu is negation of fatalism, fatalistic concept. And the next big word is vihita pratishiddham avayarthadibhyaha. Avayarthadibhyaha, avayarthadibhyaha. Here Vyasacharya gives the reason. Why one should accept free will. What is the reason for that he gives? To validate vidhi nisheda shastra. We have to accept free will for that reason. To validate the vidhi nisheda shastra. All the Vedic injunctions, the laws, the codes, the prisons. All of them can be validated only if you accept a free will. If one does not accept free will, nobody is responsible for one's crimes at all. Then all these criminal courts, criminal lawyers, actually the criminal lawyer is a strange usage of these days, where the samasa plays a very important role in understanding it. It is not karmadharaya samasa, If you say a criminal lawyer, then it may imply that the lawyer is a criminal. But you should use it as Tatpurusha Samasa, one who works in the field of criminal law. Anyway, it's a side thing. Yeah, the criminals then will argue what? Nothing is in my hand. I have no free will at all. Everything depends on Ishwara. So what do you do? Go either, please go and ask him or go punish him. Therefore, vihitam pratishiddam avayartham. So vihita means vidhi. Vidhi means the dos, the dos, all the dos, the injunctions. And pratishiddha means pratishiddha, the don'ts, the prohibitions. Avayartham means validation or validity. Actually, it is double negative here. Vayartham means invalidity. And avayartham means non-invalidity. That means validity. So vihitam, pratishiddham, avayartham, for the sake of the validity of vidhi nishedha shastram, one should accept what? Free will. Okay. Then adi. Adi padam means here, etc. And other reasons. So what are those other reasons? Number one, for the acceptance of free will one should accept because free will is something that we experience. Correct? We all experience free will. In fact, it is ridiculous to argue about free will at all because that I am free or not, who is to prove? If I am free or not, who is to prove? It is a self-evident fact. Therefore, the primary pramanam for free will is what? I am the pramanam. And what is the direct experience I have? That I have a choice in my life. The availability of choice is a pratyaksha pramanam for free will. And what is the proof for my choice? The proof for choice is what? Is conflict. Whether I should do this or that. That conflict. Only when there is a choice, there will be a conflict. Therefore, negation of free will is against all our direct experiences in life. So this will be the first problem if you negate it. And the other one is, Vishamyam Naivgrinya Doshaha. Vishamyam Naivgrinya Doshaha. This we have seen earlier also in some other context, which you have talked about earlier in the Brahma Sutras, when we talked about in the second chapter, first pada, 34th sutra, where we said, Vaishamya Naivgrinya Nasapekshatvati Tatahi Darshayati. That is the sutra there. Second chapter, first pada, 34th sutra, Vaishamya Naivgrinya. If free will is not there, Lord becomes Karta. And Lord become partial, Vaishamya, because some people are rich, some people are richer, some people are richest. So partiality, Lord gives partiality. Then what is cruelty? Naivgrinyam. Some people are poor, God makes some people poor also. So rich, richer, richest is the partiality. Poor is the example of cruelty. Therefore, the Lord will become responsible for partiality and cruelty. This is the second major problem. And there are other problems also, which we have discussed in Bhagavad Gita, actually, Nimitta Matram Bhavasavya Sachinam. When we discuss that sloka in the second, in the chapter 11, we discuss this elaborately. So if you want to see more information, you can go see there. I'm not going to bring all of them here. But that is Nimitta Matram. For that particular terminology, we went through a lot of discussion. So anyway, with this, the 16th Adhikaranam and the 42nd Sutra is also over. Now let us go to the next Adhikaranam. Sutra 43. Amshadhikaranam. This is the 17th topic. Amsho nana vipadeshat anyata chapi dashakitavaditvam adiyata ekhe. It's a long sutra. Amsho nana vipadeshat anyata chapi dashakitavaditvam adiyata ekhe. So this says the individual jivatma is different from and also same as Brahman. So this is the 17th Adhikaranam known as Amsha Adhikaranam, which is the final Adhikaranam of this third pada of the second chapter. It has 11 sutras. It's a big Adhikaranam. Here Vyasacharya points out that Jivatma is an Amsha of Paramatma. We have seen this discussion earlier also. And we can perfectly agree with that point of view. Because here, the context is what? If we want to talk about Jivatma and Samsha of Paramatma, what we are talking about? We are in the context of Vyavaharika Drishti. which is clear from the flow of the topics also, namely in the 14th, 15th, and 16th Adhikaranams, which talk about Jivatma as Karta, and Jiva requires the blessings of the Lord to do karmas. Therefore, Jivatma has to be necessarily a Sopadika Purusha only. Otherwise, there is no question of Kartrutvam doership. And once the topic of Kartrutvam comes, we should know that we are in Vyavaharika Drishti. Keeping that Vyavaharika level, if one asks the relationship between Jivatma and Paramatma, we should answer Jivatma is only a part of Paramatma, Amsha. We should never use the word Aikyam here in the Vyavaharika angle. Talking of Aikyam from Vyavaharika Drishti is a gross mistake, because from Vyavaharika Drishti, Jivatma has Vyakti Upadhi. We already have talked in detail about Vyakti Upadhi and Samashti Upadhi right from Tathubodha days. And from Vyavaharika Drishti, Ishvara has is Samashti Upadhi. Ishvara has Samashti Upadhi, Jiva has Vyakti Upadhi, the micro Upadhi. The Vyakti Upadhi has to be necessarily a part of the macro Upadhi, Samashti Upadhi. So we have already talked Vishwa and Virat. Vishwa has to be necessarily part of Virat. Virat is Samashti, Vishwa is individuals, the Stula Shariram. Taijasa and Hiranyagarbha. Taijasa is the Vyakti Sukshma Shariram. And Hiranyagarbha is Samashti Sukshma Shariram. Prajna and Ishvara. Prajna is the Vyakti Karana Shariram. Ishvara is the Samashti Karana Shariram. Or here it is Antaryami. Therefore, the Turiya of Mandukya Upanishad that we talked about in Mandukya is not a part of Brahman, because it is Paramarthik. The Turiyam concept itself is from the Paramarthik Drishti. So we cannot call it as part of Brahman. It's Brahman. So Vyavaharika Drishtyam Jivatma is an Amsha of Paramatma. That is why in Vyavaharika Drishti, the Amshatvam is indicated by what? By surrender. I surrender to the Lord. Surrender is indicated by Namaskaram, in which I declare that I am a part of you or I belong to you. Shankaracharya, actually, he wrote a grantha called Vishnu Shatpati. A nice grantha. That he says, Satyapi Bheda Pagame Natham Tavaham Nam Mamakinastvam. Samudrohi tarangaha. Samudrohi tarangaha. Kvachana samudrona tarangaha. O Lord, O protector, even with the difference between you and me, passing off, I become yours, but you do not become mine. In Vyavaharika Drishti. Indeed, even though there is difference between the waves and the wave belongs to the ocean only. But nowhere, never does the ocean will ever become the wave. So this is a very different kind of approach here from the Advaitic angle. Let me not be arrogant with you. That is the concept where Shankaracharya wants to bring here. Let me not be arrogant with you. Let me not claim that I am big. Let me be a humble and simple servant of you. The waves belong to the ocean. And we can never say ocean can belong to the wave any time. Smaller one belongs to the bigger one. Oh Lord, I am a taranga and you are a samudra. Let me remember this. I am part of you. That's what he says. So the very same Shankaracharya who very vehemently establishes Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam could very comfortably write this Vishnu Shatpadi Stotram also. That is unique of Advaitins. Because of the channel difference. We call it channel difference. One is the Paramarthika channel, another is the Vyavaharika channel. So this sloka belongs to what channel? Vyavaharika channel. This Amsha topic is introduced for the sake of seemingly contradictory Shruti statements or the Veda Shruti and Abheda Shruti. We talked about Veda Shruti and Abheda Shruti. Veda Shruti means what? That statement wherein Jiva is said to be different from God is Veda Shruti, Vedam, difference. Abheda Shruti means that statement where Jiva is said to be identical with God. And we reconcile this by saying that in the Vyavaharika plane, we do it as Amsha, Amshi, Sambandham, part whole relationship. Whereas Veda also can be accommodated where, and Abheda also can be accommodated in that angle. Because part is neither totally identical with the whole, nor very different from the whole also. It is different because it is small. It is identical because it is not away from the whole. Thus, the Amsha is brought in to resolve the seeming contradiction between Veda, Abheda, Shruti. Veda mantras which talk about Vedas and some places talks about Abheda. To reconcile that, we bring this. Now let us see this Adhikaranam in our format. What is our format? Purvapaksha, Ekadeshi and Siddhanti. And the Purvapakshi, he says, I have some time, yeah. Is Shruti contradicts by giving Veda and Abheda Vakyams. Veda Vakyam, we already saw in Mundaka Upanishad, where it says, Dvasuparnam, Sayuja Sakayam, Samanam Vriksham, Parishaswajate, Tayoranyaha, Pippalam Swadhyastum, Anashnanne, Anyaha, Abhichagashiti. Two birds, companions, two birds. Always they are united. They cling to the self, the same tree. And of these, one eats the sweet fruits and the other one looks on without eating. That is a simile there. Jivatma and Paramatma are compared to two birds perched on a tree. And here clearly the two birds means Veda is talked about. There are a number of Mahavakyas that point out Abheda Shruti. For example, Tattvamasi in Chandogya 6th chapter. Because Shruti is contradicting. One place, Mundaka, it says Veda. Another place in Chandogya, it says Abheda. Because Shruti is contradicting by talking of identity in one place and difference in another place. What Purvapakshi says? Shruti is not a reliable source of knowledge. So what do? Give up Shruti. That is Purvapaksha's claim all the time. Now we will come to Ekadeshi. Ekadeshi's motive is what? His motive is good. But he does not know how to reconcile properly. So he reconciles in a wrong manner. He says, Veda Shruti alone should be taken as Pramana. Do not negate the Veda. Retain Veda and take only that relevant and valid Veda Shruti only. That is what Jivatma is different from Paramatma. That alone you take. That alone we have to accept. And he gives a reason also. And what reason he gives? This alone is in keeping with our direct experience. He says this alone is in keeping with our direct experience. We clearly know that we cannot be gods. If somebody says you are Brahman, you are God, we ourselves will refute it. Because I am Alpajnaha, Alpashaktiman, all that I will say. We don't have any power at all, Alpashaktiman. We do not have, Swamiji very, very nicely quotes, we do not have power even over mosquitoes. All other animals, we put them in a cage. But the mosquitoes, what they do? They put us in a cage under the mosquito nets. So when we do not have power even over mosquitoes, how can we claim we are gods? Such an ordinary mortal, how do you claim to be God? Sarvajnaha, Sarvashaktiman. How can you claim yourself to be that? So, Veda Shruti is supported by Pratyaksha Pramanam according to them, which is the most powerful Pramanam also. Pratyaksha Pramanam is the most powerful Pramanam. That means it is superior most Pramanam, even including Shruti Pramanam, according to him. So, even if you have to study Vedas, you require Pratyaksha Pramana. And sense organs are required even for studying the Vedas. So I will not say they should be thrown off. After all, they are Veda Vakya, so don't throw them out. Put them in a decorative case. This is what he says. Put in a nice case, a glass case. Take them as Arthavada, glorification statements only, so that Jivatma will feel good. Once in a while, Jivatma is glorified also. So that is how he goes. So Abheda Shruti is apramanam, is not pramanam, whereas Veda Shruti alone is pramanam. And therefore, the relationship between Jivatma and Paramatma is bhinnaha. And they are distinct totally. Bhinnaha is distinct, they are totally. Jivatma and Paramatma, the relation between them. This is whose argument? Ekadeshi's argument. Then comes Siddhanti. He has to reconcile. And what does he say? Siddhanti says, the relationship is Amshaha, which is translated as Veda, Abheda, Ubhaya, Sambandha. So Amshaha is Veda, Abheda, Ubhaya, Sambandha. Veda is there and Abheda is also there. Ubhaya means both. So Veda is there and Abheda is also there. Veda, Abheda, Sambandha alone is called Amsha Sambandha. That is what we are talking about in this particular sutra, Amsa Sambandha. I hope you are able to understand the part and whole and that relationship. The part and whole have got Veda also, and part is part, the whole is whole, and therefore they are different. So Veda is there, then the part whole Sambandha. Abheda also is there because part does not exist away from the whole. So when I say, for example, I am coming, I don't have to say I and my head are coming. I am coming means my head is included. So therefore, Veda Abheda Sambandham is equal to Amsha Sambandham. That's what they say. Veda Abheda Sambandham is equal to Amsha Sambandham. Therefore, if you use the Amsha Sambandha and stop it, then what it becomes? It becomes Visishtadvaitam. If you use Amsha Sambandha and stop it, it becomes Visishtadvaitam. If you write Amsha Sambandham and put it as Vyavaharika Drishti, then it becomes Advaitam. So if you stop with Amsha Sambandha, it is Visishtadvaitam. And if you write Amsha Sambandha from the Vyavaharika angle, if you say, then it becomes Advaitam. So the previous Adhikaranam indicates that the topic is Vyavaharika Drishti. And this is the general introduction for this Adhikaranam. Now we have to go to the general analysis of the first sutra that I will take a little elaborately. Maybe I will stop here and I will take it tomorrow. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakritilinasya parasa maheshwarah purnamata purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate ओम शांति 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 श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम श्री कृष्णार्पणमस्तु।